I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. We're just having a casual off-air conversation about the IMDb page of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Like I was a big like kickboxer.
Oh yeah,
double impact, Bloodsport. What was another Cyborg?
Cyborg was great.
I watched Kickboxer once a week.
I love Lionheart.
Awesome.
But I'm trying to. And then what was the one? Universal Soldier.
Uh huh.
Now they should have stopped at one. But yeah, she stopped at one. And I love Universal Soldier. And it was another one when he went to jail. Death Warrant.
Okay.
Another great one. Another great Jean-Claude Van Damme one. After I didn't watch the, what was it, Street Fighter?
I didn't watch that one.
I didn't see the one with him and Dennis Rodman.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
But for that, what we're talking about, he went on a pretty great run.
I love Jean-Claude Van Damme, but the only thing is he had to incorporate the split in every damn movie.
Of course he did.
In every damn movie, he had to incorporate that he can do a damn split.
We all tried it.
We all tried what?
You didn't try to get a couple chairs and see if you could do a little,
hell no.
A little punch?
Hell no.
I did.
Did you try to do the one where you land on your back and your boys pull the jump rope and try to split you open?
No, we didn't do that one. I definitely kicked a tree a couple times too, like a dumbass. I mean, Kickboxer came out in 1989. I was 5.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
That movie was on yesterday. I promise you, I watched that movie like once a week.
What, Kickboxer?
Yeah.
Really?
It's on El Rey.
Universal Soldier.
Just on.
I still watch that one. I'm trying to think. Like Time Cop. Definitely watch that
sudden
one.
Death?
I don't think I watched. I love Sudden Death.
Sudden Death, hockey one?
Yes. Yeah. The hockey one when he's like the janitor the security guard?
Yep.
Yeah, but his kids, right? Did he have his kids with him?
I guess Sudden Death was my last one because that was after Street Fighter.
The Quest?
I didn't see that one. No. I didn't see Double Team. Legionnaire was the one you were talking about that started off this whole thing. And yeah, it just got, you know. It got bad after that. I mean, it was bad before that,
yeah.
But it got bad after that. But yeah, you didn't try to do that roundhouse
on the tree.
You didn't just in general.
Oh,
like that when he needed to end.
Oh,
a fight.
Oh yeah, like that jump turnaround. Oh yeah, I tried that.
Yeah,
but like the splits and stuff. No,
I didn't try the splits.
No, I tried the split.
Huh?
But I used to always like that.
I mean, I couldn't do it.
But my favorite part about it was when they would pause it, like that crying ass punk ass scene in Bloodsport when he got blinded.
Him pretending to be blind
yes.
and just going, grasping at nothing. But you know what? He persevered.
Damn sure did. He persevered. I ain't mad at him.
And he won that fight. Won that fight.
He's a little fella.
He avenged his
He's
buddy.
A little fella.
Yeah.
He's a very little fella.
And now he's a very odd looking fella.
He wears
like real thick rimmed glasses.
He's really bad.
Always has an ascot on.
Yeah, he's really bad.
I don't know what he's going for.
He's going for a French guy.
I mean, he is one.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude.
He's just coming home. I know he's not from France, but whatever. His name's Jean-Claude, all right? Don't be DMing me like yesterday about the Heinekens.
Well,
all right?
Well, actually.
Just having some fun here, all right?
Yeah!
We'll get to a college football corner coming up in about 15 minutes. The back page with Bo at 12:40 as well.
Oh, by the way, for the people who keep adding me, yes, we have heard about the tragedy that just happened down in Dallas, and we read the police report. Very sad, very tragic news that, but yeah.
Marshawn Kneeland.
Yes, for people who just keep, we saw it.
Yeah.
We did see it, so we mentioned it. Okay, so please stop.
Yeah.
Yes, we saw it.
I mean,
it's very bad.
There's no discussion to be had
yes.
other than just to, you know, obviously send thoughts and prayers to his family and everybody down there affected by this. 24 years old. And incredibly sad. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Week 10 kicks off tonight. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, man. The Broncos are going to beat the absolute dog ass out of the Raiders tonight.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers is going to ball.
Catch a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, Brock Bowers is going to ball.
Dang it. That's what I meant to do in my prize picks read.
What's that?
Was tell people about Brock Bowers' stat projections.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and do that right now. The Broncos, I mean, they are looking like they're going to be the challengers to the Chiefs in the AFC West with that defense. And as long as Bo Nix isn't awful. They'll win games.
That's what it is.
Yes.
And sometimes he's awful for like a half and then better in the second half and they still win.
Yes.
They've won a couple of the most hideous games.
That game last week. That game Sunday against Houston.
That is one of them.
Yeah.
The one they played in London.
Oh, yeah.
Were they against 13-11 against the Jets?
Yeah, that's what it was, the Jets. And the Jets had every opportunity to win the damn game.
Brock Bauer stat projected at 69.5 receiving
over.
Got to fire the over.
Over.
On that one. And the cool thing about Prize Picks now is you can stack players. So if you want to take the over on Bauer's yards and on his touchdowns, half a touchdown, he's going to get in the end zone tonight. You can do that. So you can get on that.
Yeah, you could do 79.5 for more money.
Or you can
do
that.
A little devil. Prize Picks.
Here's the thing.
I'm going the devil.
There's a lot of fun stuff to do at Prize Picks. You just download the app and use promo code
929. That's all you got.
That's all you got.
That's all you got to do.
Here's Raheem Morris talking about playing a little cleaner.
Yeah, you know, just got to individual things when you're talking about. And that one right there was not like a Michael Penix full-blown error, right? We're talking about, you know, an inadvertent snap that comes when it's not supposed to come. You know, nobody's ready to block anybody, and you're trying to get the ball out to, you know, to Kyle Pitts' feet. You know, and you don't get enough on it. There's people right in your face. And all those things happen. You get intentional grounding. But you can lump those things to the same one with the intentional ground that we had at the end of the half a couple weeks ago where you don't get it towards close enough to you guys down the field when you're trying to throw a shot at the end zone.
Yes, let's just start listing all of the mental mistakes we've made.
You want to write something down?
That have cost us.
Let me go get me a tablet.
Yards and points. Because there are plenty.
Yeah.
I know that's not what he was intending to do there, but certainly what it sounded like at the end of the quote. That's another huge factor in what we're talking about here. Like, we've obviously spent a lot of time talking about the players, the on-field, the execution.
Right.
The, you know, starts with the offensive line and goes from there. They also have to be cleaner getting the play in.
Yes.
And they have to be cleaner getting to the line.
Their operation sucks.
And they have to not snap the ball before the quarterback.
Yes.
Like, yeah. There's so much crap.
And that's the thing about it, Andy. Those things throw off the actual play itself.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, you've got to get more cleaner operation. You got to get guys in and out of the huddle. You got to get personnel groups in and out of the on and off the field.
But I think the reason we don't spend much time on that stuff is because, of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course. And, like, if you don't, then you just aren't good.
Yes.
And you know what I mean?
Yes.
We're trying to assume that stuff – and, again, assuming that can happen is wrong because every single week stuff like that pops up.
Yes.
But that's given. Like, they have to be cleaner with that kind of stuff. If they don't, then it's gonna lead to costing them games.
Yes.
As it has. They're not very many teams in the NFL are good enough to shoot themselves in the foot and do stuff like that in critical moments. Certainly not this team.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's no...
There's no sugarcoating.
There's no sugar... Yeah. I mean, but there's no sugarcoating it, but it's also like, it's pretty bad to have to even be mentioning it this far into a season. It's like, yeah, and try to make sure the quarterback's ready
because, Andy, it's the same damn thing. Like,
that's it.
It's the same damn thing over and over again with this group.
Over and over.
Yeah, they need to get it quit. They need to get it quit. Get it fixed quick in a hurry.
You're right, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I do know. Exactly.
They needed to get it fixed quick in a hurry after week one.
Exactly. I do
and know. It's week 10.
Panthers Rico Dowdle jokes about a GoFundMe for a celebration fund. They doing the pump thing?
He's pumping, yeah.
He's pumping.
Yeah.
What is it two pumps or three pumps?
I think you're good at two.
Good at
you're
two.
Not. That's what he thought.
Oh.
So it's a one pump league.
Dang.
All right.
That's not enough pumps, man.
No, it's not. It's not. Because, I mean, they don't do nothing but leave her unhappy.
Yeah. I got something for you in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, make sure you get that right for us. You saw the Cardinals replace Kyler Murray on injury reserve due to lingering foot. That was a soft landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so we don't have to really deal with it for
exactly,
a month.
Exactly.
Problem is, I mean, come back in a month.
Yeah, but you know what? We'll worry about that.
Right.
Then.
Yeah, yeah. We'll buy us a little time.
Yeah, this will buy us some time to see what we got to do with that.
I wanted to hear Brandon Bean, the Bills general manager, talking about why all the trades happened at the deadline. Let's hear what he had to say about that.
There's definitely a faction of, you know, the GMs are coming in younger and there's more have played true fantasy football and stuff like that. And they're growing up in the world of trades.
He's absolutely correct.
I just love it.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct.
I think he said Madden too.
Yeah, yeah. No,
he went on and said Madden.
He's absolutely correct. You know, it's become younger.
Yeah,
it's become more analytical and all that stuff. More aggressive, more fantasy Madden driven.
Yeah, I think yesterday.
He's absolutely correct.
Day or whatever. When was the deadline? Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday was the second most trades ever at the deadline, and the most was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct.
I kind of love it, though.
Yeah, I mean, you want, I mean, it's an excitement. It's an exciting thing because, you know, before the NFL, it was always stamp pat. It wasn't big names.
It was always quiet.
I remember how the damn league went crazy when Champ was traded for Clinton. Everyone was like, what?
Right.
Player for player trade like
in
that?
In season?
That never happens. I mean, you trade, but yeah, I remember that. But now it's just like, you know, it because the NBA had the most boring trade deadline there was. Because it wasn't right. No real action. It was movement, but it wasn't
and
guys.
And now it's chaos.
And now it's chaos. I also saw that old boy up there, the finesse artist, the finesse guy, got his old, just going after this season, pocket $90 million for 15 starts.
Kirk Cousins?
Yes, $90 million for 15 starts.
Oh, okay.
Because not traded.
Oh, got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's, you know.
Good for him.
Say what you want to say.
Good
but
for him.
He is definitely elite at the finesse game.
Yes. Yes. Good for him, man.
Yeah,
good.
Sure.
Good for him. Whatever. Sure. Oh, this is why I thought it was funny was Jets all-pro lineman Quincy Williams says the team benched him for underperforming. He's like, AG's like, okay, now that I got these guys out of here, I know you're an all-pro linebacker. You ain't playing well. So you know what? Go to the bench.
Isn't that why everybody gets benched?
Yeah, pretty much. But they're like, okay, why was he playing if he was playing so bad? So
I see.
They're trying to lose as many games they can.
I think you're well
on your way to getting the first overall pick.
Yeah, you gotta be safe though.
Yeah,
you never know. Who was it? It was a couple years ago where the team had an interim coach in week 18 and just rallied and won a crazy game.
Oh, that no.
And cost him the first pick.
I remember Lovey did that to
it
Houston.
Was Lovey, yeah, that's
remember,
right.
Yeah, Lovey did that.
It was Lovey
Smith. They ended up getting CJ Stroud.
They traded to get back in and all that. Yeah, but yeah, yeah. Well, no.
Didn't that happen to the Giants?
Yeah, because they
last year. Didn't they win in week 18 for no reason?
Didn't they beat the Colts?
And lose out on the number one pick?
Yeah.
There's definitely been some late season heroics around here.
Yeah.
When seasons were cashed, when the Falcons got hot and won four in a row. Not four in a row. They haven't done that in a decade, but three in a row.
Yeah, put them in a situation where they have to pick eighth.
Oh, cool. Eighth pick.
Yeah, great. Hey, join 99 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call and react to every Falcons game, and it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we'll talk some college football coming up next. You got three matchups where both teams are ranked. One really good one, one top 10 matchup. That's where game day will be this weekend. We also had some audio from Dabo Sweeney. Which
Dabo's
I want to hear.
Mad.
Yeah, he's forever mad. And Steve Sarkisian with an interesting thought about the playoff. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About that.
What's that?
We were just talking about this.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. They're doing a Michael Jackson biopic called Michael. It's coming out in 2026, April. And Jafar, who is his nephew, I don't know which daddy, which brother, I don't know if it's Randy's or Tito's or Jermaine's.
His son,
Jafar, well, Michael's nephew, Jafar, is playing him.
That's great.
You think it's Randy's son?
I don't know.
Oh. Jafar.
Taking a stab.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jafar.
Jafar Jackson.
Jafar.
That's a cool name.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah. We each had multiple opportunities to name our sons Jafar, and we didn't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't even think
that was
wasn't on the list.
Yeah, it was not on the list, but yeah.
Wasn't the finalist.
Yeah, but good for Jafar.
I hope it's good. I mean, just like any of these, you know, there've been a lot of really good music.
What's the new one that's out? Springsteen?
Yeah, there's a Bruce Springsteen one.
Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Is that what it's called?
Okay. It's Springsteen.
Yep.
Yeah.
This movie got pushed back.
It was supposed to come out at the end of
this
year.
Oh, is that out yet?
It was supposed to come out at the end of this year.
Like, oh, okay.
The Michael Jackson one?
Yeah, it got pushed back multiple times.
Okay.
That always gets me nervous.
Oh, really?
Means that something went wrong. Reshoots and edits and rewrites.
You think like they had a bad, like
Jafar can't moonwalk.
Or like they reincarnated the Coca-Cola scene and it went real?
I don't know.
It probably means they screened it and it wasn't working.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't care that much if the Bruce Springsteen biopic isn't good. I don't care that much if the Bob Dylan one's
like
good.
Even
I really want the Michael Jackson
I know,
one to be
but
good.
The thing about me is like even if I don't listen to their music, I like to see the documentary.
Me too.
I love
and
to see
it's
I love
nice to learn about him. Yeah. I learned a lot about Freddie Mercury that I didn't
know.
Me too. That was a great
me
movie.
Too. It's freaking awesome.
And I plan on watching the other ones also because it's a they're obviously icons in music, and it's fun to learn.
Have they ever had an MC Hammer one?
Like, I don't know. I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see the MC Hammer one.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a Boy George one that was made. I don't know what happened with that. And then there's four Beatles biopics supposed to come out all within like a month after each other.
Most overrated band of my lifetime.
Wow. Focusing
and
on each.
And I wasn't even born.
Yeah. You weren't even born yet.
I ain't born yet. Yeah, they're overrated.
Wow, that's a hot one.
Oh, no, yes. I mean, as my personal belief is that the Beatles are the most overrated group ever. Hmm. Yeah. I think the Fat Boys are the most underrated ever.
Who?
The Fat Boys.
Disorderlies.
Yeah, I cannot love that movie. Yeah. You like your Beatles guy?
No, I don't care.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry.
No, they definitely made better music as individuals.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that. I'll give you that.
I mean, it's the way they're rated, they can only be anything but overrated.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I like some Beatles songs. Mm. I'm not like driving around, you know, banging
give
the
me
Beatles
the Stones.
With my windows
give me
down.
The, give me
yeah,
the Stones.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands of the era that I prefer.
Yeah, give me the Stones.
Rolling Stones for sure.
Yes.
I know it's probably a little bit later, but like if we're doing like 60s, 70s rock, there's a lot of bands that I like more than that.
Yes.
Because it just kind of, it's kind of poppy and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yes. I like rock music. I like rock and roll.
They're the first boy band.
Yeah,
they get old fashioned rock and roll.
I don't know if they were the first boy band, but they were definitely.
Well, Jackson 5
that was after.
Jackson 5 after that, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. They weren't good at the stylistics. Or the Temptations.
Well, no.
You know?
No.
The Commodores. Yeah, they weren't on that level. I mean, obviously their sales were.
Popularity was different. Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't good as Commodores.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to a college football corner.
Before Lionel Richie had green eyes.
Let's hear from these coaches first, and then we'll get into the games. Obviously, we'll spend a lot of time breaking down some of the best matchups tomorrow as well. Rodney Nabalsi will join us at 11:40, as he always does, to talk Georgia as they get ready for Mississippi State at noon on Saturday in Starkville. But here's Dabo Swinney yelling about the refs again.
There's a system of accountability, but y'all don't know anything about it. It's behind a curtain. How dare we have accountability? In the meantime, we got gambling issues going on, people being suspended, all that kind of stuff, right? Yep. I mean, refs are people, too. It ain't just coaches and players. And if they're a part of the game, then by God, they ought to be a part of the game. And they ought to be a part of the accountability, and they ought to be a part of the consequences, not just behind some shadowy curtain. Like, no, they ought to have to answer for it.
Let it go, Dabo.
He's real mad about the pass interference call.
It was a pass interference. AJ's brother was holding him. He was impeding him. If the ball was tipped, you got me there, but it wasn't tipped.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you don't call it in that moment. Maybe you do.
Man,
I don't know.
Whatever. If you don't call it to start the game, you call it to end the game.
Yeah, they fouled him. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Watch that, Dabo. Let it go, man.
Yeah, no. Dabo's mad about more than just that.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot.
Yeah, he got old boy from Spartanburg on his mind.
I will say, like, I don't know. If there is a way to... Is holding refs more accountable going to lead to better officiating?
No, it's going to. I don't know if those things go hand in hand. It's going to lead to worse.
I think it'll lead to less officiating.
But I don't know what I'm saying is this. It's going to be, they're going to swallow their whistle.
Okay.
Which is whatever.
Could I just feel like it's never been harder to be an official anyway because you've never had HD zoom in, super slow motion, every angle.
Right.
And review, like all that kind of stuff. Not to mention everyone in the stadium has money on it.
Yes.
So if the call goes this way or that way, half the stadium thinks you're cheating.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and
yes.
I don't know how much they make, but they're not like getting
rich off it. That's why my thing, when people holler about full-time officials, you think that's going to make officiating better if it's full-time?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if it would.
It's the human element of the game. You're going to miss some calls. You're going to call some bull crap. There's not one game that anybody would not say that one of the penalties was not a penalty. It happens every game.
Every game.
Every single game. So, whatever, man.
But how can you fix it? Maybe you can't.
You can't. Unless you get robots or something.
No.
Officiating is not a perfect anything. Because it's so much, it's so many, unless it's like a dead ball, just speaking of football, unless it's a dead ball, a lot of times it's a judgment call by the referee. Mm-hmm.
And it's real fast.
And it's so, and that's the thing about it, it's going so fast.
They actually do a pretty incredible job.
It's going so fast.
For how many calls they have to make and like sideline stuff and all the different holding and everything, illegal contact, I think they do a pretty good job. Maybe they should make more, though. Everybody else is making more. Here's Steve Sarkisian on the SEC only getting in three teams last year.
What the committee does with the teams in our conference, we'll see. But I know our conference is really deep. It's really good. probably deserving more than three teams. I know that much. I think the SEC only got three teams in last year, which is kind of laughable, quite frankly. But we'll see what happens this year.
I don't care about all that. All I care is if Georgia's in. I don't give a damn if Georgia's the only SEC school in.
They were in last year.
I know, but that's so why. Good. Yeah, I don't want to care what Steve Sarkisian said. Oh,
well, it's also just like it's year to year. Like,
yeah,
the SEC didn't have more than three deserving teams last year.
And
other conferences were better.
And that's okay.
SEC is better this year, and other conferences are worse. Like, yeah. There's a pretty good chance the ACC gets one team in this year.
There's a possibility,
that's
man.
That's another SEC team.
And it could be Georgia Tech. I love this. I just saw what they – I guess, obviously, Coach Key is involved, and his name has been thrown around in some of these open jobs. Slice me open and see what color I bleed. That means the contract's on the way?
I think he's – hoping that
yeah, that'd be the contract extensions on the way for Brent Key, man.
How gross would it be if he bled gold and blue?
I would love it.
It would be like they need to take him to the hospital immediately.
I would love it. But I mean, these jobs we talked about yesterday, it's like 12, maybe it's gonna be like three more that's open. We're just talking about Pat Fitzgerald. Yeah, Pat Fitzgerald has been
Pat
exonerated.
Fitzgerald just put his name right
yes,
back in
he's
the
he's been fully exonerated.
Right back in the hat.
They were talking about this dude for NFL jobs. Mm-hmm. This dude's a hell of a football coach. Yeah. Coached at Northwestern, what, 17 years?
17 years. Big Ten Coach of the Year, National Coach of the Year.
And you mentioned it. We were just talking amongst me and you. Oh, Penn State called him.
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got success in the conference. He just, I don't know, I listened to his interview this morning on the Game Day podcast.
Right.
He just sounds like the Big Ten, like he sounds like he would fit there, and again, he's had success there as well. I will say this: obviously, the circumstances surrounding why he was fired at Northwestern, like that did happen. Like people did get hazed,
yes.
And that those folks are getting paid out by the university as well.
Yes,
but he got found to have no knowledge of it or influence on it or whatever.
Right,
and they said that it, you know, basically like you said, completely scot-free and a whole bunch of money as well. He did get to spend the last 2 years coaching his sons in high school, won a state championship, and his son was the quarterback. That's pretty badass.
Hell yeah.
So that's what he got to do for the last 2 years.
He went to remember Sean Payton? Remember that ragged-ass movie they made about that?
With Kevin James.
Ragged-ass movie.
Yeah, and I guess his son's a backup quarterback at Iowa now.
Okay.
And he's like, if you think I won't be tailgating this weekend,
that's going to be a game, boy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, it's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be raining. You got Oregon going to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And Oregon's shown, you know, as good as they looked early in the year, they've shown a little bit of vulnerability.
Yeah.
They're a young team.
It's going to be a slobber knock. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this game is 12 to 13 or something.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either. The over-under's 40. Yeah. So, yeah.
Under.
They're kind of expecting that as well.
Yeah, take
yeah no, that's it's no fun to play Iowa, especially there and when you get later in the year.
Yeah.
And Iowa's also pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, they're not great, but, you know, they do what they do. They're
going to
run the ball and they're going to hit you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. A&M going to Missouri. Damn, it's like Missouri got a whole bunch of big games at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you got A&M coming into town.
That's
a sneaky one, right?
Because we talked earlier this week about, do you really trust A&M fully? Mm-hmm. And I think both of us said no, not fully.
And Missouri, that's going
to
be
Missouri's good and at home, and they've lost a couple now too, so they know that they need to win out to stay alive.
Yes,
like that's a desperate Missouri team.
I saw one more.
BYU Texas
Tech.
Yes,
thank you. BYU Texas Tech. Who do you believe in more?
I believe in one of them. I absolutely don't believe in one of them. I think Texas Tech is going to beat the absolute breaks off BYU.
We're on the same. We're on the same wave. I know it's a 10-point spread.
I think they're going to beat the hell out of
them. I think they're
going
to destroy them.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Texas Tech's legit.
I do too. They're a playoff team.
I think they could win a playoff game.
You think win championship?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think their quarterback's good enough. But I think their defense. I think
they have one of the best defenses in the country.
Bear Bachmeyer's in for a tough one on Saturday, or maybe he balls out and he's they're 9-0 and he's a Heisman front runner after that. If he didn't wear 47,
listen, why?
Because he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
Can't. I mean, it's just I don't like it.
I mean, maybe he's tributing to Michael Irvin.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about it like that. It's a good point. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the game.
Cognac!
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Falcons head to Berlin later on this afternoon. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well.
They taking Joe with them?
I think so.
Joe, you're going to Germany?
International troublemaker, Smoke and Joe Patrick?
Yeah.
Nah, he'll be with me bright and early on Sunday morning on the Wade Ford tailgate show. I think they just had one too few seats.
Oh, that's what it was? Okay. They had to take somebody.
You got to get Squid Billy in there with Wes and Dave.
Yeah. The engineer.
I think Squid Billy is the engineer.
No, the dude who works the things, the buttons.
Isn't that him?
No, Squid Billy don't do the buttons.
Oh, he doesn't do the buttons?
No, he don't do the buttons.
Oh, they bring the button guy to Germany?
I don't know.
Or maybe there's a German button guy.
I don't know. Okay. I do not know.
I don't either.
I don't know how that stuff works out.
I don't either. All right.
I need to call him. They let my boy Shot go?
I hope so.
Yeah, or has he got to go to, or he might got to go to Stark Vegas, though.
Oh, yeah. He's probably, yeah. Dang.
Yeah, Starkville or Germany.
Similar. People say nice things about Starkville.
Hey, anybody I know that's from there has been there. No, I'm sorry, not been there. Anybody who's from there or any place in Mississippi.
They love it.
They love the sip, man.
Nobody loves where they're from like people from Mississippi.
Nobody loves a sip more than sippers. Nobody. The sip.
People from Louisiana love Louisiana. People from Georgia love Georgia, no doubt. But nobody loves where they're from like people from Mississippi.
Nobody. Nobody loves a seal.
I've only driven through, but
why did you drive through there?
On our way to Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, with the Mississippi?
Mm-hmm, like the tip of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like
okay.
The right,
okay.
Upper right.
Okay.
And then into Arkansas and then to Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the quickest way?
I don't know.
Or the scenic way.
It was the most scenic.
Was the scenic way.
I had to have been the quickest because, you know, we went to Memphis. Stopped in Memphis and spent the night there.
Right.
And then on to Missouri. I don't know what it was.
If y'all were in Memphis, y'all were right down the street from Ole Miss. Because mm-hmm. Ole Miss is like an hour or so.
Yeah, it's not far.
Because when we play Ole Miss, we stay, everybody stays
in
Memphis.
Well, then West Memphis is in Mississippi.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So West Memphis is the, is that, what's, I've it's been a long time since I've been in Memphis. But like West is that where the sign was?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest, because I think what you're getting at is what's the bad part?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed all a little bit bad.
Yeah, man. Memphis.
Also good, though, too, you know?
Yeah.
There's always
good parts
always
everywhere.
Good and bad. All right, let's get
there's
to
good parts everywhere.
Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So y'all mentioned the Falcons wheels up, headed to Germany today. So it turns out Raheem Morris is a little bit of a history buff, which is really cool when he makes statements like this.
You'd be lying if you said no. You know, obviously we're going to a very important, like, Olympic spot, you know, where Jesse Owens, you know, won a gold medal.
Yeah, man.
You know, in front of Hitler. And, I mean, it's just crazy to even think about that you're going to play in that same exact stadium and do some of those different things. So just to get a chance to go out to the country in Germany and be a part of this, you know, football going global and doing the things that they talked about years ago. And being to watch the National Football League, being to achieve these things was somewhat awesome. So
I really wanted to go back because, like I said, I was there when the wall came down. I didn't understand at that age the significance of what I was witnessing.
Yeah.
And so I would love to have an opportunity to be able to go back.
Yeah.
Because it was a big damn deal.
Oh, I can only
imagine.
It
was a big damn deal.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's visiting Berlin, Germany in general is high on my list. My dad was there for a couple years when he was in the military. Mm-hmm. I would love to go back there with him, actually.
Yeah, man.
But yeah.
Because because the thing about it, and that was my second year. Like the first year we went, the wall was up.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a kid, because, you know, we were there for like 3 days. So we had a game on Saturday, a football game Saturday. So we got there Fridays, and we got an opportunity to walk around the city and everything like that. But you're 11, 12. You don't understand
right.
that.
You don't know.
But, dude, I'm right there with you. Like, I would love to go back.
Those Olympics, too, my favorite book. I've mentioned it a couple times. Mm-hmm. The Boys in the Boat.
Yep.
They won gold at that Olympics as well.
Did they make a movie about that?
They did. Okay. The movie was okay.
Yeah.
But the book was really good.
Right.
What are you laughing at?
No, I didn't see that coming. It's also where Usain Bolt set the 100, 200-meter world records.
Oh, yeah.
The 09 World Championships.
There you have it.
Yeah.
And hopefully the Falcons will put their names.
Put their name right there next to Jesse Owens and Usain Bolt.
Jesse Owens, yeah.
Jesse Owens, Usain Bolt, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, right, man. There we go.
Slightly less, like, cultural impact on this one, but you know what? A win would be nice.
That's right. So Green Bay Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, as we know, come to find out Monday, tore his ACL on Sunday during their game. So Romeo Doubs was asked about Tucker Kraft after the game. I don't know if that guardian cap squeezes Romeo Doubs' helmet too much to where – or maybe he just has those really, really good edibles. But wow. Romeo Doubs should inform, or somebody should inform Romeo Doubs the real condition or state of Tucker Kraft.
You know, just one of our captains or even just your worst enemy. I don't wish that on any man. And, you know, Tucker is in a better place. But
is he dead?
Again, you just gotta.
Does he think he's dead?
Next question, please.
Does he think he's dead?
No.
Is the hospital a better place than the football field?
The IR ain't a better place. Yeah, like that.
I think he just kind of got a little, you know.
Emotional,
yeah. And you get your cliches mixed up sometimes.
Man, maybe. But if you kind of look at him during the video,
do
though,
you think he thinks he's dead?
I don't think that he really thinks that he's dead. Maybe he was just kind of confused. It wouldn't surprise me if maybe he was
Well, he's probably really bummed out that their best player on offense is going to miss the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's also true,
dude, Tucker Kraft has been phenomenal for those guys. But yeah, no, better place would be healthy and on the field.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Speaking of Romeo Doubs, this just kind of came to mind. So you know they have guardian caps are in Madden.
Oh, really?
Oh, they do.
These guys look every bit
they spare
as
no
much like a freaking Tootsie Pop on Madden as they do in the NFL, which is it's kind of realistic. So
yep. Gotta get all the details in there.
Saturday night it went down in the UFC octagon, but a little bit too quickly. So evidently, when you're a minus 250 favorite to win a UFC fight, you probably shouldn't get choked out in the first round by a rear naked choke nonetheless.
Ooh, that's the worst one.
So Isaac Dolgarian was the favorite to win over Yadier Delval on Saturday night in UFC, got choked out by a rear naked choke. So UFC co-founder Scott Sedin, who now owns Betting Watchdog, saw irregular betting traits
Uh-oh.
Heading into this fight.
Oh, I think
and
he threw
let,
it, huh?
Uh-oh.
Let Dana White know. So Dana White calls this guy, asks him and his lawyer if he knows anything about why these betting irregulars are happening. Asks him if he thought he was hurt, what's going on, are you injured, do you owe anybody money, has anybody approached you? Isaac Dolgarian tells Dana White, absolutely not, I'm going to kill this guy. Goes on to lose in the first round by rear naked choke. Dana White gets on the phone to the FBI.
Yeah.
It's as he should.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing, man.
It's a pretty big thing.
It's happening.
Jeepers, creepers.
And that's one
like
of those ones
how much more blatant can you get?
Right. But that's one of those ones we always talk about how hard it would be to do as a football player or something like that. Like that's one. You can do that one. Individual players?
Yeah.
Or individual athletes?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. Yeah, you can.
Now, do you think that
sway the market?
Do you think that he may have wanted this to go down in the first round? Because that's also probably something you can bet on.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
if you're going to just throw the fight, wouldn't you want it to carry on for a couple of rounds? Like,
oh yeah,
or you think you're going
to
accidentally knock the guy out?
Right. Like when you like cheat on a test, you don't get an A plus.
No.
Yeah, don't get them all right.
You get a 91.
You get a couple wrong.
Yeah, like 91 or something. Yeah.
Especially if you're a C student.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's people shouldn't. People shouldn't be doing that. That's my take. don't be cheating for gamblers.
It's an issue.
Okay?
It's a big issue. It's an issue, bro.
It's an issue.
It's an issue, man.
Very big issue.
So y'all familiar with the movie that's a biopic, speaking of fighters, that Sydney Sweeney is going to be starring in pretty soon as she portrays Christy Martin, female boxer?
No.
That one's hitting theaters pretty soon in the next couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
It's out today.
Oh, there you go. It's out today. TMZ caught up with Sydney Sweeney and asked her about putting on 35 pounds for this role and if she actually enjoyed getting in the ring, because she was in the ring for hours per day training for this fight. She didn't just go in there and try to make it look good. So Sweeney said that, or hinted to, she may be stepping into the ring or back into the ring in the celebrity boxing realm.
By who?
Yeah, right. I don't know. She didn't say, but she did say it's a surprise. You'll have to wait. I'm serious. You have to stay tuned for the pay-per-view, and you'll see. Who in the hell would Sydney Sweeney, at 28 years old, be celebrity boxing? She doesn't need the money.
Jake Paul's got her on the card, too, maybe.
How about Ronda Rousey?
Oh, my goodness. She'd get killed.
Yeah, Ronda would kill her.
She'd probably die.
Oh, yeah. She'd be folded up.
Fighter. Yeah, Ronda would probably knock her. What happened to Ronda, man? Why she just went away like that?
She went into WWE for a minute and then made a little bit of money there. And then she left WWE because she was going to go get back in the octagon. I don't guess that ever really.
She just started training again
recently. Holly took her soul, man.
Yeah.
Holly took her soul.
Yeah, that was the start of it.
Huh?
That was the start.
But that's when, when Holly beat her ass, because remember how she looked invincible and everything?
Yeah,
and Holly,
everything
Holly,
changed then.
Well, that's
Holly
what sent her to WWE.
Holly whooped her ass.
Yeah.
Because she had a pretty good run at WWE.
She was destroying everybody leading up to that.
Yeah, yeah. So, when y'all are signing up for something, you know there's a little box there saying, hey, do you mind if we send you emails?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, in the fine print of those emails, it says you may get emails from our business partners also.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, I get emails from Nabisco, or more specifically, Oreos.
Hmm.
All right? Which, okay, cool. You get to see what – Oreos drop some – really, I call it exciting.
Yeah, no
flavors.
We got the cookie guy that shows up to Twin Peaks sometimes.
Yeah,
hooks us up.
Does he work for Nabisco?
No, he works for Frito-Lay's.
Okay, so he doesn't necessarily bring. So we won't be upsetting him with this, or maybe y'all would be excited about this. So Oreo has some limited time flavors coming out for Thanksgiving.
Oh no!
There are 6 flavors that you can get in a $20 tin. You can get 2 of each cookie. So I don't think that you can buy an entire pack of any of these flavors. But let me see if any of these float your boat, or if you're going to run out to Oreos.com and order these. So how about cream corn?
No
flavored Oreo.
God.
Oh, that sounds not
what?
Good. I don't like cream corn anyway.
Oh,
how about sweet potato flavored Oreo?
No,
no,
no.
Better
no.
than cream corn.
No.
All right. How about main course time? Turkey and gravy.
No.
Oreos. No.
Are they going to be on the black in the black?
Yes.
Cookie.
Yeah, so I guess it's just the cream that's flavored, because that's how Oreos work. Like peanut butter Oreos is just peanut butter flavored cream.
Right. That's true.
Oh no.
So it's just going to be chocolate. I mean, it would have to be. Is it going to
like a gravy flavored cream? Is what they're putting in Oreo.
Chocolate and gravy doesn't sound that good.
So this one they could probably pull off. These next two they could probably pull off. How about cranberry sauce?
No
flavored Oreo. No,
again, better than turkey, but
pumpkin pie.
No,
that's probably the best one.
Yeah,
because it actually is a sweet.
Right? And then finally, apple caramel pie.
No.
No,
leave the white stuff in between.
Oh, dude, we're long gone past that.
But I'll eat the vanilla Oreos, but I stopped because I can literally sit there and eat a whole sleeve. They're so good.
Really?
Them and the damn white chocolate covered one Oreos.
Oh, now those are some boss Oreos.
My
right
weakness
there.
Right there.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is my weakness right there.
The regular chocolate covered Oreos are pretty good.
I don't
too.
Eat them though. I don't really eat them. My kids love them. But like when she bought them, because you remember when it was a thing, white chocolate covered Oreos.
I'm sure it's a Christmas tradition, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Been to a fair and got deep fried.
You remember when Will Garrett used to bring all them damn? Will Garrett would always bring them damn.
He was a Oreo plug.
Yeah. I'll always get a fried Oreo from whatever fair or festival I'm at if I see them.
Yeah. They're real. We got the Halloween ones right now.
Halloween Oreos?
And those are just colored cream.
It's just, the cream's just orange.
Oh.
But they get excited about it because it's black and orange. I don't know.
It's fun,
yeah.
Well, go out there and get them a turkey and gravy flavor.
I will
Oreos.
Say this, and I'm not proud of this, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It will get a 5-year-old in the car when you're running late for school.
Oh, yeah.
If that's you're fantastic. Like, hey, you know what? Why don't you have a car? Why don't you have a car cookie?
Them damn muffins, man.
There's something deep down inside of me, though, that wants to try these just to try them.
Well, okay. We'll do it. And then you report back.
I don't know if I spend $20
a
on
special
12 Oreos.
Back page with Bo, special report.
Would we taste them live?
That would actually be great. Might as well.
Where the video, Knox?
Might as
we need
well.
Video.
I think that's awesome. All right. We'll come back today to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.